Saratoga Fat Cats. It's mainly actors from Saratoga Springs with a couple from Manhattan. And it was recorded on location in the streets and parks and coffee shops, cars, pickups, in a train station, hair salon, restaurants, bars, back alleys, in a cemetery, in a kayak out on the Hudson River, and various locations in and around Saratoga Springs. What's unique about this recording is the microphone. It's made by Neumann. A German company makes high-end equipment. And it's a full-size head with perfectly sculptured ears. And inside the head are inner ear chambers. And at the base of the chambers are the microphones. And this head, for some reason, they named it Fritz. I have no idea why, but it's a good German name. And it's a binaural microphone. Their intention was to capture sounds the way your ears hear sound. You know, above you, below you, and all around you. So I hope you'll listen with headphones or earbuds so you can experience this kind of three-dimensional sound that Fritz hears. What the serialized story is about is Willie. He paints houses in and around Saratoga, and he loves to read cheap, pulpy detective novels. And one of his favorites is a dirty-minded private eye by the name of Short Top Detroit. So here's episode one of Saratoga Fat Cats.
See her soft curves outlined by moonlight. She set a glass down, her lips sparkled wet with moonlight.
Willie,
she lit a cigarette.
Custom finish,
the smoke slowly curled out of her mouth and drifted out across the moon.
I thought we were meeting at Madeline's this morning.
My fingers slid down the silky, smooth chiffon, suddenly coming to a halt when they meet the warm flesh exposed by the thigh-high side slit of her gown.
Willie, put the book down and pick up the dance ball.
Annie?
You forgot.
Well, I was pricing out a job. I just got someone bald.
Get off it. You're reading that sorbid macho shortstop crap.
You mean my hero, Short Top Detroit.
I'll bet you got the book in your hand.
He's not sordid. He's just got street class.
You and your hard-boiled detectives.
Detectives? Hey, listen, I'll be right down.
Oh, forget it. I've got to get to work.
Yeah. But how about lunch?
Where?
Her brow was jewel-toned satin with black lace overlay.
I said where?
Beverly's?
All with cleverly angled underwire cups.
No, you won't forget.
Removable pads that gave her breasts a sensuous,
are you reading while
voluptuous.
I'm talking to you?
Huh? No.
Oh, look, I gotta go. See you at 12. Be there.
Bye.
She stood there in the moonlight. I could see her body outlined. Her lips parted. She moved my hand slowly up between her warm...
Yeah, Annie? Hello?
Yeah, is this Wilson Saratoga Custom Painting?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Wilson?
That's right.
Hey, this is Lucas Truss.
Lucas Truss?
Yeah, we met briefly.
At the Adelphi.
He bought himself an island.
Do you know where I live?
Out in the middle of the Hudson.
Yeah, at the end of the East River Road is a dock.
What a fancy summer home.
I'll have a boat waiting for you at 10.
He picked you up in his boat?
No, he's got a gardener. He was at the dock.
I don't want to step in.
Old black guy?
No, he's not that old.
They call me Shades.
Shades Rodman.
Yeah.
Well, this is the room.
Huh. Is it the, is the color?
No, it's a wonderful color. If you like living in a room that's been painted Johnny Reb ochre yellow.
Christy prefers colors like Martha Stewart Aztec Puce.
Puce? Oh, puke.
Christy say Nicholas?
Yeah. Just look at it. Doesn't it make your eyes itch?
Well, it's, well, I brought some color samples.
You mean the model?
Luke buys this little fantasy island, builds his dream house. He hassles with that contractor to get every little detail perfect, and then...
What was she doing there?
He selects colors on the phone.
That's
and
why
what
we
does he
have
settle
the
on for the one
here.
Room that should be the most
He'll
relaxing?
He'll repaint whatever you want. The walls, the ceiling, the floor, the furniture, me, you name it, all right?
Well, I brought some color samples if you'd like to see them.
You mean the same Christy St. Nichols that modeled those wet nipple clinging t-shirts in Sports Illustrated?
Okay, when can you start?
Oh, well, I could have a crew here by Monday.
Get me on your crew, man.
You are not going to have another crew here.
I can paint houses.
You get another bunch of guys here, and I am leaving.
Paint fences, chicken coops, chicken.
Like she doesn't want more workmen around.
Woodwork, murals, toilet seats.
No, I don't like they're ogling me. One painter, that's it.
Lime is not what I call my favorite color. I know it's all a matter of taste, but if you've ever seen a salesman wearing a lime polyester suit, you know what I mean. Lime is not something you wear, it's something you squeeze. And then she walked in, wearing a thigh-length lime chenille robe so casually tied around her waist it looked like at any moment it just might slip open. And I thought, you know, now that is a really tasty lime.
What's she like?
She seemed okay.
She's not that sexy, right?
You mean up close?
Yeah. How close did you get?
We shook hands.
Nice hands?
Firm grip.
Is she really that glamorous?
Glamorous? No.
Is she just pretty?
Well, more like just healthy.
Healthy?
Yeah.
That's all?
Well, she has muscles.
Muscles?
Yeah, I'd say she sort of looks like,
Like a what?
Goddess.
Goddess.
She sort of reminds me of,
Of?
Oh, Venus on the half shell.
But you said she wasn't gorgeous.
I said she wasn't glamorous.
What was she doing?
Lifting weights.
Barbells?
Dumbbells.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was she wearing a t-shirt?
Nope. Tank top.
No bra?
Bra.
Sweatpants?
Nope. Shorts.
Shorts.
White drawstring shorts.
Ooh, I love drawstrings.
Oh, me too.
What about her feet? Sandals?
No, she's working out.
Oh, yeah. Nikes, huh?
That's a French shoe.
And her legs?
10.
Long?
How long?
You think you know her?
Yeah, almost.
No.
She's tall. She's tall. Half of her is all legs.
All legs.
Hey, you see that black car there?
Where?
On the other side of the river.
Behind the trees?
Yeah, they've been watching this place.
Does Lucas know?
Yeah, he sure does.
Fence?
I don't know.
Mob?
Maybe.
You know how Lucas Trust got his money?
No.
I don't know, I'm asking you. I heard he's a billionaire.
He's not a billionaire.
I bet he's worth $100 million.
I don't think so.
50?
Doubt it.
10?
Yeah, could be.
I poured myself another scotch and I thought about all the what-ifs that come with a classy dame like that. You know? What if things were different? What if I wasn't some cheap detective living in some sleazy novel?
Thanks for lunch, Willie.
Oh, God.
You trying to tell me something?
No, I got distracted.
I was sitting there waiting, you know.
I got a call from Lucas Trust.
The billionaire?
Millionaire.
He called you?
Yeah, he wants me to repaint a room in his summer cottage.
I heard it was a mansion.
No, it's sort of a big, lavish summer cottage.
How lavish?
Like a small summer mansion.
They couldn't kill a spirit. It's alive.
Hey, Berkeley.
They killed Abby. But not his spirit. It's alive. It's in here, man. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
I want you to keep this for me, man.
What's in it?
It's Abby's spirit.
In this bag?
Listen to him. Peace, brother.
You didn't mention that model.
Oh, yeah, her.
Oh, yeah, her.
I had gone to a cut above. That's Annie's salon. It was after closing. She said it was time for a haircut. She's Luke's girlfriend.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, I guess.
You said she was stunning.
I never said that.
You did.
Ow! That's my ear.
You said she was a knockout and a half.
I never said that.
You told Rick, and he told Selby.
I didn't say she was stunning. I said she was sweating.
Sweating?
Ow! Yeah, she was lifting dumbbells.
You are so full of crap.
She was working out, and she was all sticky and sweaty.
How do you know she was sticky?
We shook hands.
Well, make sure that's the only thing of yours she's going to grab and shake, Willie.
Annie.
Now, you didn't tell me she was sticky.
She was working out with weights.
What'd she smell like?
I didn't get that close.
We shook hands.
Do you tell Selby everything?
When you love to taste her salt.
Her what?
With the sweat between her breasts.
I don't want to hear this.
Slide your tongue right down across her tummy.
Hey, enough, huh? Every time I see her sweating, I don't want to think of your tongue.
And then stop at her belly button and make funny sounds.
Is that what you do?
Then slip down her belly, down to where it just starts to get real.
All right. Hey, that's it. That's enough. I'm telling Selby.
Whoa, hey, man. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you told her I said Christy was stunning, that she was a knockout and a half.
Yeah, I might have embellished a little.
I'm not telling you anything anymore.
No, don't cut me off. I won't say anything. Scout's honor.
You weren't a scout.
Well, I was in the army.
Yeah. Okay.
I've always had a fondness for lace. I like to feel it. I like looking through it. Like a sheer lace camisole. I remember that pucker lace top she wore. A scalloped two-tone stretched lace orchid. Yeah. But the bra cups, they were what they call lined for opacity. Now what the hell good is lace if you can't see through it?